The inning continues, now having runners on the corners here for Green Bay in two down. Lane Allen in search of his first hit of the ballgame and his first time on the bases. He is 0 for 2. Mike Spear is out to the hill. We'll have a conference here with Mac Mabry. There is some action in the Rafter bullpen right now. Not sure if Mabry's going to get the hook or if he'll stay in to try and get this final out. How about that WFHR shout-out as well? Fans, as always, you can catch all the games here this summer on these airwaves. This is game 36. It's been a blast. It's been a joy for myself trying to grow in this profession and do what I do, but also getting to cover this team, meet you, the fans, tell your stories, tell the stories of these players, of these coaches, of this area. There's been no better way to spend my 2024 summer, and I always try to do it throughout every broadcast, whether directly or indirectly, just always extending my gratitude to you, welcoming me into your town, in your city, and allowing you to cover the team this season. For Allen, a line out to short back in the second. He grounded out to Kenji Polaris on the hill in the fourth. First pitch to the right-handed hitting third baseman is on the inside corner for a called strike. Back across the Northwoods League scoreboard we go. Final in Canada, 7-4, Thunder Bay over La Crosse. Border Cats getting their second win of the second half. 0-1 breaking ball missing away from Mabry. It's now 1-1. Bottom nine at MCCU Field. It's a 6-4 ball game on ESPN+. The visiting Royal Oak Leprechauns currently leading the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Got 24 combined hits in the state capital tonight. Lakeshore versus Madison as the 1-1 pitch misses high. Four runs on 10 hits, no errors for the 2-0 second half Lakeshore Chinooks. Eight runs on 14 hits and no errors for the Madison Mallards. Final as well in Indiana. Traverse City 9, Kokomo 4. Mabry's 2-1 pitch, runner takes off for second. This one is fouled right off Lane Allen. Count evens 2-2, and Adderley will have to retreat back to first base. Bottom 7 in Minnesota, Mayo Field. The Rochester Honkers looking to start off their second half 2-0. They lead the Rockford Rivets by a score of 5-3. Each team with 8 hits. Rochester with 2 errors. Rockford a goose egg in that quarter, or that category, I should say. Squeaky clean defense so far for Rockford. How about Minnesota? As the 2-2 pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed. We'll get to the rest of the scoreboard when we return for the home half of the fifth inning. 7 cents to the dish here in this frame for Green Bay. They plate two and trail it 8-3. 6-7-8, Trotter Boston, Walker Buchanan, and Aiden Teal do up when we return here from historic Witter Field on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ball game for Green Bay. That's the right-hander, Nainoa Cardenas. 8-3 the score. Raptors leading the Rockers here at historic Witter Field. Bottom 5, 6, 7, 8. Due up for Wisconsin Rapids, Trotter Boston, Walker Buchanan, and Aiden Teal. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you on WFHR, bringing you Raptor baseball all summer long, whether on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Boston in this ballgame collected the first hit for the Raptors back in the second inning. A leadoff single for Trotter. Went down swinging, though, to end the third. First pitch from the right-hander. Hit on a line. Foul to right field right near the Green Bay bullpen. 3 runs, 3 hits, an error for the Rockers. 8 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. If you're just joining us, all 8 runs for the Raptors coming via the long ball. A solo home run for Aiden Teal just an inning ago. His first with the club, but Jack Matthew, the highlight. 2 homers. A 3-run shot and a grand slam. 4 grand slams on the season for the Raptors. Matthew, a 2-homer game, driving in 7 runs. All 6 of his home runs this season here in Wisconsin Rapids. 0-1 pitch from the right-hander, swung on and missed by Boston. It's now 0-2. Greg Ferguson, 2/3 of an inning for the right-hander out of the bullpen for Green Bay tonight. 1 hit allowed, 3 runs, all of them earned. He walked 2 and struck out 1 on 28 pitches. Some history here to talk about with the University of Hawaii product, Nainoa Cardenas, his 3rd season with Green Bay as the off-speed delivery tapped foul by Boston. It's still 0-2. The two-way player in 22, I should say, only hit in 22 did Cardenas. Played in 14 games, 10 hits, 41 at-bats, was a .244 hitter. Drove in 4 runs and collected 2 doubles for the Rockers. Saw some two-way action a season ago. The 0-2 again. That one tripped off the mound, got his foot caught on the delivery there to Cardenas. Did throw a strike. That one caught the outside corner. But a balk there makes it 1-2. Was a 36-game as a hitter last year was Cardenas. Had a .189 average, 20 hits and 106 at-bats. Threw a 1/3 of an inning in the regular season for the Rockers. Collected a strikeout and the only batter he faced. He's thrown in 15 innings so far this season, though, this being Cardenas' 9th appearance on the campaign. The 1-2 pitch to Boston. This one hit in the air down the left field line, trending foul right near the Raptor bullpen. It'll touch down out of play. Cardenas, an ERA of 6 on the nose with a 1.53 whip in his 8 appearances this season. 1-0 record with a save. He last threw a 1/3 of an inning. Allowed 1 hit and faced 2 hitters at Battle Creek to end the first half in the 13-11 Rocker win on July 2nd. Longest outing of the season was his 2nd appearance in which he threw 4 innings in a marathon of a ball game at Harebaker Field. 16-11 was the final score, Green Bay taking down the Dock Spiders. 4 hits allowed in those 4 innings for the right-hander. Just 1 run, did not walk a Dock Spider batter, striking out 5 of the 16 he faced. 1-2 to Boston, tapped foul near the Rocker dugout. Down the first baseline, another one to come here. Buchanan on deck, Teal to follow. Raptors putting up 3 in the 3rd, 5 in the 4th. 1 at the top of the 3rd for Green Bay, and they added 2 in the 5th inning off Mac Mabry. 4 innings of 1-run ball for Kenji Polaris in his 2nd outing as a Raptor, his 1st here at Witter Field. Pretty good stuff from the Cal State Northridge product here on this Friday night. Firework Fridays here at Witter Field. Sun is down. We are fully under the lights, starting half an hour late here tonight due to some weather in the area. We still got baseball for you, though, right here on WFHR. The next 1-2. Boston shoots this one the other way through the 5-6 hole into left field for a leadoff single. 2 hits on the ballgame for Trotter Boston, a couple of leadoff base knocks, and the Raptors look to cook here again in the 5th inning. Walker Buchanan, or as he's known as his alter ego on the team, Gru from Despicable Me, will step into the right-handed batter's box. Now, Buchanan 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a line out to center field in the 2nd. He flew out to right field to lead off that 5-run 4th inning. I won't say it too many more times on the broadcast because I don't want Walker's special talent to get too much airtime. I know, obviously, it's something that he really only does with the guys on the bus, but one of the best Gru impressions from Despicable Me that I think I've ever heard in my life. And we'll leave it at that. I promise. I've said it in back-to-back games. That's the last time it'll get mentioned. First pitch to Walker, misses low, kicks away from the catcher, Jake Bold. That allows Trotter Boston to scoot to second base, and that's where he'll stay with a 1-0 count now on Walker. Buchanan, some great numbers put up in the first half, joining the team in the middle of June. He's on this roster with two of his collegiate teammates from the University of Virginia, one of them Aiden Teal in the on-deck circle. The other is Wednesday night starter Bryson Moore, the right-hander who has been spotless nearly as a Raptor in his two appearances with the club so far. Righty-on-righty battle. Cardenas set the three-year rocker, a part of that World Series-winning team a summer ago. Up second, Boston not being held, the 1-0 breaking ball misses low and away. We were talking about that Northwoods League scoreboard. Minnesota, one win in their 15 games in the first half. They lead it 9-2 at Carson Park right now in the bottom of the eighth inning against the Eau Claire Express. Six combined errors in that game between the Mud Puppies and the Express. Four on the Eau Claire side, two for Minnesota. Another high-scoring affair, back-to-back games for the Waterloo Bucks at Riverfront Stadium, in which they have put up double-digit runs. They lead the Duluth Huskies 12-5 right now, but Duluth is out-hitting Waterloo 12-7. The 2-0 pitch coming home here from the right-hander Cardenas. This one lined up the middle, but Seth Farney had a good read on it. The Ole Miss Rebel will make the grab for the first out of the inning. 0-3 is Buchanan tonight. It'll be Aiden Teal stepping into the box for his third trip. Teal 1-for-2 of the ballgame. He flew out to right field in his first at-bat in the second. Nick Harms making that grab, but how about Teal? With one out and nobody on an inning ago, a solo blast clearing the right field scoreboard. His first home run, here is a Raptor. The younger brother of Kyle Teal, a first-round pick of the Boston Red Sox. A summer ago, and Teal also a former Raptor playing under Kirk Schreider. Teal making a name for himself so far here this summer. First pitch to him, swinging away. He lines it into right center field, and it's down for a base hit. Getting the green light around third is Trotter Boston. He'll come in to score without a throw. It's a multi-hit game for Aiden Teal. He has driven in two runs, and it's 9-3 Wisconsin Rapids. A little bit more of a whoop. There it is. Thank you very much, Mr. Aiden Teal. Joining the team just about a week and a half ago, he has done it all at the plate. It's center field as well. Teal crashing into the left center field wall and making a grab to end the ball game yesterday. Doing it on both ends. He's on first for Tracer Lopez. Righty on lefty battle. The first pitch to the Texas Tech Red Raider. This is outside. That's off the glove of Jake Bold and trickles to the Raptor on deck circle, advancing to second on the pass ball. Is the one and only Aiden Teal. Runner in scoring position for Lopez, who's 0-for-1 in the ballgame. Tracer struck out swinging back in the second, was hit by a pitch, and later came in to score on that Jack Matthew grand slam a frame ago. Lopez, though, looking for his first knock. Another guy coming from the Big 12, now Power 4 Division 1 baseball, and it's just been such an impactful piece from day one. 1-0 pitch from Cardenas after a long pause on the first base side of the rubber. He goes off speed and it misses low. Owen McElfatrick in the top of the order in the on-deck circle. After Owen, it's Mason Onati. Would love to see a homer for McElfatrick tonight, obviously because it's the Raptors, but he's also my yard card pick. I need to get one of those this year, Raptor fans. Currently still a big old goose egg on the board for yours truly. Another look back at second for Cardenas. 2-0 pitch, time called, though, by Zach Tate, the third base umpire, and it's a pitch clock violation. Second time it's happened tonight to the Rocker bullpen, count now 3-0. And you see Cardenas walking over to the crew chief, Cody Cummings, and saying, hey, there is pitch clock error here tonight. It is not working at Witterfield, the right center field scoreboard, and I think that's what's throwing off this Rocker bullpen more than anything. How about this as well? An awesome fireworks show well beyond the distance, beyond the left center field scoreboard. The 4th of July falling on a Thursday this year, it's not just one day. It's going to be a whole weekend. You know, a lot of people taking today off of work, and rightfully so, a four-day weekend for the hardworking people in our country. 3-0 pitch, missing outside. 4-4. The back pick to second, not in time, and it gets by into center field, but Teal will stay at the bag. Tracer Lopez aboard for the second time in this ballgame. It's a 4-pitch walk issued, and there's runners on first and second for the top of the order in Owen McElfatra. McElfatrick 0-for-1 tonight in 3 plate appearances. Owen, a strikeout swinging in the first, but in his last 2 trips to the plate, he's been given a free pass. 6-pitch walk drawn to lead off the third. He drew a 7-pitch walk an inning ago and later scored. Chance for the Rafters to add even more. They've put up 1 in this inning so far, and they lead it 9-3 here at historic Winter Field. Ardenas, the 4th pitcher used tonight for Green Bay, comes set, dealing with some traffic on the bases. First pitch to McElfatrick. Breaking ball, missing low and away for 1. If you look at guys on this team that are quote-unquote doubled up, they have at least one of their college teammates, you know, whether back on the opening day roster or right here. You saw the Siena College arms, Noah Rodriguez and Arlab Mulemekic. Jack Mathey, the star of the game tonight, came on with his college teammate, Max Whitesell. Owen McElfatrick has his buddy Trent Liolis on the roster. 1-0. Bounced straight back by McElfatrick. Count evens 1-1. You got the 3 Virginia fellas on the squad. At the beginning of the season, there were 2 Alabama State Hornets and then another joined. There's still 2 on the team, but the 3 at one point were Kyler McIntosh and Juan Berrios, who are still with the club, and Tyler McClanahan, the freshman outfielder from Orlando, Florida. A recent commit of Flagler College. Back home in Orlando right now, working out and getting ready for his sophomore season. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled straight back again by McElfatrick, just out of the reach of us here at the press box. It's now 1-2 on the Rafters' second baseman. Got 2 UC Irvine Anteaters on the squad. Landon Gaz, the first baseman slash corner outfielder and right-handed relief pitcher who spent last summer with the Thunder Bay Border Cats, Michael Perello. Start the season as well. We had a couple of student athletes from the University of North Georgia. One of them still on the roster in Matt Hurd, the other being Bryson Stripling. The 1-2 pitch here to McElfatrick. Time called. Thought we had another hit or pitch clock violation, but instead a foul ball that had gotten loose right behind home plate. Ashton Crocker, once again, the bat boy here this evening, making his trot over to retrieve that baseball, and we'll get back underway here with the 1-2. Leading off on second, Aiden Teal, Lopez on first. Good speed on the bases right now for the Rafters. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball. McElfatrick taps this one foul right back behind home plate. First pitch right around 7:05, 7:10 here tonight. About 2 hours into the contest, and we're just hanging out and having a great time here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Ball and 2 strikes to the count on McElfatrick, looking to reach the bases for the 3rd time so far tonight. Cardenas peers in, comes set, still rocking on that first base side of the slab. It's back at second, a good lead for Teal, the 1-2. Bounced straight back by McElfatrick, good fight being put on here for the Rafter second baseman, continuing to do battle with Cardenas. We'll see if it's back Mabry again when we get to the 6th inning for the Rafters out on the mound, the southpaw. 39 pitches in the 5th, so actually he will not be back out. It will have to be a new pitcher. And it looks like Ethan Breslin, the right-hander from East Georgia State, is getting loose down the line right now. Another 1-2. Getting his hands out on that one, a hard-hit liner to the Green Bay bullpen down the right field line for McElfatrick. Forget that was a rule that I had to learn coming over to the Northwoods League this summer, spending time working in collegiate baseball while being at school and out at the indie ball level. The big rule in this league is if a pitcher throws more than 35 pitches in an inning, he cannot come back in this ball game at any point in time. Mabry throwing 39 in that frame. He's done for the evening. Another 1-2 coming here from Cardenas to Owen McElfatrick. Runners take off. This one misses inside. There's no throw down to second because nobody's covering the bag. Double steal action from Aiden Teal, and Tracer Lopez puts runners on second and third with 1 out and a 2-2 count now on Owen McElfatrick. That's how you do it right there, and that's how you draw it up. Base hit scores two. Raptors looking to eclipse double-digit runs for the second time in as many days. All of this after being shut out 1-0 at the Duck Pond Wednesday night. Infield in for Green Bay, and a 2-2 pitch to come here from Cardenas to Owen McElfatrick. This will be the 23rd pitch of the inning for the right-hander. Come set the 2-2. McElfatrick unloads on it, lining into left center field, coming in. Farney, he's unable to get it. Teal's going to come in to score. Lopez getting the stop sign at third base. It is an RBI double for Owen McElfatrick with one out here in the fifth inning, and it's 10-3 Wisconsin Rapids. At least we hope it scored as a double. Didn't appear Farney touched the baseball. And it is going to go down as the seventh hit tonight for the Raptors. It's the third hit in this inning as well for Mason Onati. Mason Onati, two ducks out on the pond. He's 0 for 2 in three plate appearances tonight. Onati went down looking in the first, hit by a pitch and scored in the third. He flew out to Nick Harms in right field an inning ago. The Cranberry Crazies here tonight are having a ball, and why wouldn't you? Raptors lead it. Got a football score here in Wisconsin Rapids, 10-3 the score. First pitch to Onati on the outside corner, a fastball that's called a strike. So if we're doing this by football standards, the Raptors got a first drive touchdown and kicked the extra point, and they've added three more on a nice 40-plus yard field goal. Just making this up. Green Bay knocked in a field goal as well earlier in the first quarter. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball drifted in the air center field. Farney draws back. This one should be deep enough to score. Tracer Lopez. Catch made. Tracer jogging home. An airmail throw from Seth Farney near the camera well. Down the third baseline, missing his cutoff man. Time called. Mason Onati to third. And now the home plate umpire, I should say that's McElfatrick. And the third base umpire, Zach Tate, is going to let him come in to score as well. Guess they're deeming that throw out of play, so two runs are going to score on that sacrifice fly. One of them will be charged as an RBI, the other being an error, and it's 12-3 Wisconsin Rapids, make it a four-run bottom of the fifth inning. Bases are empty. Come as you are, blaring on the speakers here in Wisconsin Rapids. That means one thing and one thing only, Max McGuire. We'll step into the right-handed batter's box to do battle here. McGuire's reached in all three of his plate appearances tonight, but is in search of his first hit. First pitch to Max, breaking ball from Cardenas, swung on and missed. McGuire drew a six-pitch walk in the first, reached on an error and a fielder's choice in the third, drew a seven-pitch walk in the fourth. He has scored, though, in innings three and four. 12 runs on seven hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids, three runs, three hits, two errors for Green Bay. 0-1. Fastball missing low at the ankles to McGuire. Count evens a ball and a strike. These Rats, let me tell you, three in the third, five in the fourth, and four so far here in the fifth. Cullen Kapoor likes to call them the Scrappy Rats. They haven't had to be scrappy tonight, though. 1-1 breaking ball right on the inner third from Cardenas is called a strike. It's now 1-2. For Green Bay, when we get to the top of the sixth, it'll be their 5, 6, 7 spots to up against whichever new Raptor pitcher makes their jog in from the stable. The 1-2 to McGuire. Fastball missing up and away. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As mentioned, it was Breslin warming up for a while in the Raptor pen, and the righty is now pacing down near his bullpen counterparts as the 2-2 misses low. McGuire's drawn a full count here in his fourth plate appearance of the ballgame. Still bottom five at Witter Field, second of this three-game homestand and the first of a two-game set with the Green Bay Rockers. Raptors looking to beat Green Bay for the first time this season, this being the fifth matchup between the two teams and the second between the two clubs here at Witter Field. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. McGuire drops to a knee as the side is retired. Raptors send seven more to the plate here in the fifth and score four more times. 12-3 the score through five innings of play. at historic Winter Field. We'll return for more Raptors baseball in just a couple of minutes on your home for Raptor baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Ethan Breslin, the new pitcher, into the ballgame. Third arm deployed tonight for Kirk Schreider and Mike Spears in this 12-3 Raptor lead from historic Winter Field. Green Bay Rockers in town for a two-game series. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you right here on WFHR, your one-stop shop for all 72 Raptor ball games this summer. Season 31 of Northwoods League play, season 15 of the Raptors, finds them up by 9. Here with Breslin towing the slab for the fourth time this summer. First pitch to Jake Bold is fouled straight back, and we're underway in the inning. Bold a single in the second, or a 7-pitch walk in the fourth. One inning for Mac Mabry, 39 pitches thrown for the left-hander. He allowed one hit, two runs, one of which was earned. He walked one and struck out three. On one pitch, tapped on the ground, softly over to third, charging in. Onati, that one gets under his glove. Jake Bold aboard to lead off the inning. He's reached in all three of his plate appearances tonight. Don't know if it'll go down as a hit or an error. Tough play for Onati on the slow chop, but also a play that may or may not have snagged his glove. Either way, leadoff man aboard for Green Bay, and it'll bring up the switch-hitting shortstop Cooper Kelly. It will go down as an E5 there on Mason. Two errors per side tonight. Three runs on three hits for Green Bay. 12 runs, 7 hits for your Raptors. One pitch to Kelly, sprayed foul down the left field line. That'll find the seats. Three homers tonight for the Raptors. Two of them off the bat of the catcher, Jack Matthey. Matthew, a three-run homer in the bottom of the third and a grand slam. The third here at Winter Field this season for the team, of the fourth overall. Matthew driving in 7 runs tonight. The 0-1 pitch. On the outside corner, that fastball from Breslin is called a strike. Breslin working in his third game here at Winter Field on the season, fourth game in total. He worked in his first road appearance at Fond du Lac on the 29th, and it was his best outing as a Raptor to date. Two innings of scoreless baseball for Breslin, allowing 2 hits, walking 3, and striking out 2 on 11 pitches. 0-2 pitch, one hop, and a tough hop for McElfatrick. That'll lead him up at second base, and everybody is safe. As an infield single, scored there for Kelly to second his Bold. That's where he'll stay with nobody out in the frame. 0-1 record in 7 2/3 innings pitch for Breslin entering today, an ERA of a 7.04 and a 2.35 whip for the Bradenton, Florida native. His Raptor debut came here in the 9-0 loss, the first time the Raptors were shut out this season against the Lakeshore Chinooks. 2 2/3 for Breslin in that ballgame. He allowed 3 hits, 4 runs, 5 walks, and 2 punchouts. First pitch to Mateo Matthews is fouled straight back. The returning Rocker, who played in 59 games last season, has reached once in his 2 plate appearances here today. He flew out to right field in the second. He was hit by a pitch to lead off the 5th and later scored. 1 in the 3rd and 2 in the 5th for Green Bay. 3 in the 3rd, 5 in the 4th, and 4 in the 5th for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 pitch to the Wagner College product is swung on and missed. Breslin way ahead here at 0-2. Breslin, 10 walks to 8 punchouts on the season. Half of those walks, though, coming in the aforementioned first appearance and start against Lakeshore. 2 starts and now 2 relief appearances for Breslin on the campaign. Comes set, the 0-2. At 1. On the outside corner, but a balk call. Breslin did not come set, according to third base umpire Zach Tate, so moving 90 feet to third is Bold, and to second is Cooper Kelly. 0-2 remains the count on Matthews, and he's got a couple of runners in scoring position to work with here. It's gone Polaris, Mabry, and Breslin for the Raptors. Victorian, Zor, Ferguson, and Cardenas on the hill for Green Bay. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball fouled straight back off the netting just to the left of our press box for Matthews. Another 0-2 to come here. As always, Raptor fans, we thank you so much for tuning into this presentation of Raptor Baseball, whether you're with us on the Civic Media apps or if you're right here in the area on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320 WFHR, locally grown radio, Raptors baseball all summer long. 0-2 breaking ball from Breslin, misses up and away to the left-handed hitting Matthews. Count now is a ball and 2 strikes. A lot of home games here in the next couple of weeks before the Raptors hit the road and head to Michigan, 2 at Kalamazoo, 2 at Battle Creek, spanning from Sunday, July 14th through Wednesday, the 17th. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss on that one on the outer edge, chasing as Matthews first out of the inning, and a punch out here for Breslin. It'll be Nick Harms, who got the scoring started in this ballgame to lead off the 3rd, a solo blast for Nick. His 6th of the season and his 2nd homer against Raptor pitching on the summer. Struck out swinging in the 5th, did Harms against Mabry. Runners on 2nd and 3rd, Breslin out of the stretch, first pitch. This is up and away for ball 1. On deck is Seth Varney, Taylor Schultz to follow. Field in regular depth, leading by 9. They're in the game to get outs right now. Especially with how the bats are swinging it as well, you know, more could be on the table here as the 1-0 fastball misses out the right-handed batter's box for ball 2. That's Bold on 3rd and Kelly on 2nd. Down to the count here is Breslin. Look to see what he goes with here on the 2-0. Fastball missing up and away. 3 balls and no strikes on the Rocker right fielder. Seth Varney could be stepping into the box here with the bases loaded. First is open here for Breslin. See if that factors into the decision with how he wants to approach the 3-0 delivery here. Ethan goes fastball and it misses low and away. Not competitive for ball 4. 4-pitch walk, Harms aboard. That'll load the bases with 1 out here in the 6th inning. It brings a ground ball double play back to the table for Seth Varney. Varney from Ole Miss is 0-for-2 tonight. Grounded out to Owen McElfatrick over at second base, making the first out of the 3rd inning and struck out swinging against Mac Mabry a frame ago. See if the corners, that being Onati and McGuire, will shade in. We know the middles, McElfatrick and Lopez, are going to stay back in double play depth, and it appears the corners are going to stay back as well. First pitch to Farney. Misses low and inside for ball 1, and Jack Matthew immediately calls time. And will make the jog out to the hill to talk it up with the redshirt junior right-handed pitcher. You look across the Northwoods League standings, and the Northwoods League scoreboard, I think, is probably where we should go first. The standings are tough to judge, being just 3 games now after tonight into the second half. Mention the final at Thunder Bay, 7-4 over La Crosse. Royal Oak holds on the road to take down the Battle Jacks 6-4 at MCCU Field. Madison pulls away at home to get their second win of the second half. 10-4 the final. Lakeshore getting issued their first loss of half number two. Out of the mound visit, 1-0 the count. First base side of the rubber. Breslin set the first delivery out of the visit. It's popped up on the infield. Foul territory right near the rafter dugout. Jack Matthew battling the netting right near the home plate club. He sticks with it and makes the grab for the second out of the inning. That's a huge second out there for Ethan Breslin. Bases remain full of rockers, and it's back to the top of the order with the right-handed hitting second baseman Taylor Schultz. Talk about the final at Kokomo, 9-4 Traverse City over the Jackrabbits. Top nine in a tie ball game at Mayo Field. The Rockford Rivets on the road. Winners of the first half of the Great Lakes East Division have come back to knot the contest up with the Rochester Honkers at 5-all. Schultz in this ball game is 1-for-3. He singled and scored an inning ago. Breslin set the first pitch. Fastball dotted right there for a called strike. 10-3 Minnesota leading Eau Claire at Carson Park. 10 runs on 13 hits for the Mud Puppies. 3 runs on 4 hits for Eau Claire. 21 combined runs so far through top 7 in Iowa. It's the 0-1 pitch on the outside corner is called a strike. Breslin way ahead here 0-2. That being the 2-0 Waterloo Bucks and the 1-1 Duluth Huskies. 12-9 Bucks from Riverfront Stadium. Big pitch here. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, bases loaded. Here in the top of inning number 6, Breslin gets his signs from Jack Matthew. Comes set. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball missing high. Wausau a winner tonight at home against Fondi 10-3. Jonathan Amonica the win. Brandon Brust the loss. Jet Slepik the save. Working 3-plus against those Dock Spiders. Wausau 3-0 now in the second half. Dock Spiders remain winless. 1-2. Breaking ball, missing up and in. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Taylor Schultz. Final between Bismarck and Minot. The Hot Tots at home dropping to the Larks by a score of 7-3. The final game in Northwoods League action tonight. Final three right here. 2-2. Check swing on the fastball upstairs. Appeal down to first. No, says Cody Cummings. Schultz has worked the count from 0-2 to full. 3-2, 2 outs, bases loaded. All runners, Bold on third, Kelly on second, Harms on first. They'll be taking off on the delivery here from Ethan Breslin. Breslin comes set. Deep breath for the right-hander, the 3-2. This one dribbled on the ground to second base. McElfatrick fields, gathers, throws to first in time. Ethan Breslin, take a bow. He works out of a bases-loaded jam and fires a scoreless top of the sixth inning from historic Winter Field. 4-5-6, Jack Matthew, the man of the night, due up along with Grayson Schaefer and Trotter Boston when we return on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid, or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom six here in Wisconsin Rapids, another new pitcher into the ballgame for the Green Bay Rockers. That's left-hander Jagger Edwards. 12-3 the score, the Rafters leading Green Bay. 12 runs on 7 hits and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 runs on 4 hits and 2 errors for Green Bay. Andy Ockermere, voice of the Rafters, returning to you on WFHR. Thanks so much for spending your Friday night here with us. Jack Matthew will lead off this inning, and Jack's been the man of the night. 7 RBIs, 2 homers for the Copley, Ohio native, transferring and will be entering his first season of Division I baseball at Kent State University this fall. 3-run homer for Matthew in the third, a grand slam in the fourth. First pitch from Edwards to Matthew, misses away. Jagger from Columbia University, the 6'2 left-handed junior, is a San Antonio, Texas native. Iowa Cardenas, the right-hander, just one inning worked tonight out of the bullpen for Chris Kreplin as the 1-0 pitch misses low and in. 2 balls, no strikes now on Matthew. Cardenas in that inning, 3 hits allowed, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. He walked 1 and struck out 1 on 31 pitches. A 2-0 to Matthew, hit in the air, foul right behind home plate. This will be Edwards' 8th appearance of the season. 15 innings thrown, an 0-4 record for the left-hander, 7.8 ERA, and a 2-1-3 whip. Did not record an out yesterday against Wausau. 4 hits allowed, 2 earned runs for the Southpaws. The 2-1 to Matthew. Fastball just off the inside corner for ball 3. Longest outing of the season for Edwards was his 3rd, that being the 4 innings he threw at home on June 10th in the 5-3 win over the Lakeshore Chinooks. The 3-1 pitch. That one on the inside corner, shooting the knees is Edwards on an off-speed delivery to make it 3-2. In those 4 innings, season high in strikeouts for Edwards with 7. He allowed 1 run on 5 hits. The 3-2 to Matthew. Broken bat, dribbler down the third baseline. That one hits the bag. It's fair. How about that? The barrel of Jack Matthew's bat went farther than the ball. That one went behind the third baseman, Lane Allen. That one was foul about 3/4 of the way down the line. It turned back in and hit the third base bag. Everything going Jack Matthew's way tonight. It is an infield single to lead off the bottom of inning number 6. Grayson Schaefer looking for his first hit of the night. The right fielder for the Rafters is 0-3. Grayson popped out to Lane Allen over at third base to end the first inning. Also grounded out to Allen. 5-3 put out back in the 30. Struck out swinging in the 4th. First pitch to Schaefer from the southpaw. Edwards misses low. 5 pitchers used tonight for Chris Kreplin. Landon Victorian, the LSU commit, a high school senior, got the start tonight for Green Bay. 2 shutout innings, allowing 1 hit, walking 2, and striking out 3 on 45 pitches. 1-0 to Schaefer, sprayed foul down the first baseline. From there, it was Carter Zohr who allowed 5 earned runs in an inning and a 3rd. Greg Ferguson for 2/3 of an inning. Cardenas an inning ago, and now it's Edwards. For the Rafters, 4 innings of 1-run ball for Kenji Polaris. First time throwing here at Winter Field, his first start with the club. 1-1 pitch to Schaefer. This one shot back up the middle. Schultz behind second field. Flips to second. 1. Over to first from Kelly is not in time. Schaefer aboard for the first time in this ballgame, but does make the first out of the frame on a 4-6 fielder's choice. Multi-hit game for Trotter Boston out of the 6th spot as the team's DH tonight. He's 1-for in this one. Singled and scored an inning ago, struck out swinging to end the 3rd and collected the first hit for the team, a base hit in the 2nd. Lefty on lefty battle. Out of the stretch, set here is Edwards. Slide step, first pitch to Boston, swinging away, skies this one on the left side of the infield. That's the shortstop, Cooper Kelly, battling it under the lights, calling off his peers. to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Schaefer on first with two outs in the frame for the right-handed hitting left fielder from the University of Virginia, Walker Buchanan. Buchanan 0 for 3, but has found the outfield in all three of his at-bats today. A line out to center field in the second, a fly out to right field in the fourth, and a fly out to center in the fifth. First pitch to Buchanan. Swing and a miss. Swinging for the fences on that fastball was Buchanan. It's 0-1. Walker, one home run this season, that coming here in Wisconsin Rapids, a 9-run frame in the bottom of the eighth inning against Battle Creek a couple of weeks ago, directly after a Max McGuire grand slam. On one pitch, fouled straight back by Buchanan. It's nothing and two on Walker. Aiden Teal on deck. Tracer Lopez to follow. It's the bottom third of the Raptor order for the fourth time here tonight. When we get to the top of the seventh, it'll be 2-3-4. Torres, Adderley, and Allen due up against Ethan Breslin. The 0-2 pitch coming home to Buchanan. Swing and a miss. Walker down on strikes. Four faced here for the Southpaw Edwards in the sixth inning. It's a scoreless frame for the Raptors. We are through six innings of play here at historic Winter Field. Raptors lead the Rockers 12-3 on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's scream! For Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top seven on this beautiful night in Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors, Rockers, the first of this two-game series at historic Winter Field. Raptors lead at 12-3. We're back on WFHR. Andy Yakum, your voice for Raptor baseball this summer. So proud to be able to say that, returning to you live on these airwaves. 2-3-4. Two up in this inning. That is Lucas Torres, Dalen Adderley, and Lane Allen. Ethan Breslin back out to the hill after getting out of a bases-loaded jam with one out just an inning ago. Three runs, four hits, two errors for Green Bay. 12 runs, eight hits, two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Torres. Misses outside for ball one. Torres 0 for 2, three plate appearances tonight. Six-pitch walk drawn back in the fifth for Torres. He went down swinging in the third and flew out to center in the first. Breslin's 1-0. Fastball right down the heart of the plate, fired in there for a strike. Nobody up in the Raptor bullpen. Going to try and get length out of Ethan Breslin here tonight. The 1-1. This is on that delivery from Breslin. It is now two balls and a strike, our count. Jack Mathey, seven runs driven in tonight on a couple of long balls. First multi-homer game of the season by a Raptor as the 2-1 misses low. Three balls and a strike now on Torres. Jack's another guy you talk, you go through this clubhouse. All great guys on this team. But he is a guy who, if you start a conversation with him, he will not be afraid to talk back and engage on that. As the 3-2 pitch to Torres misses up and away for ball four. Torres back-to-back walks drawn for our beer batter here tonight, Dalen Adderley. Adderley 0-for-2 in his three plate appearances, was hit by a pitch in the fifth, grounded out in the first, flew out in the fourth. 932 wonderful Raptor fans here tonight. The energy, I keep saying on the broadcast, it's been unmatched so far this evening. Pitch to the right-handed, hitting Adderley, misses up and in for ball one. More fireworks being shot off well in the distance in left field. This is not just having the 4th of July yesterday. This is the 4th of July weekend. I know back in my hometown, the carnival is up and in full motion. Started yesterday, runs through Sunday. The 1-0 pitch, tap foul right beyond the rocker dugout down the first baseline. Count evens 1-1. I want to shout out all my family and friends listening in here tonight. I know not all are from my hometown, but I'm hoping they find their way to our fest this summer. I can't make it, but I'm there in spirit. We're here at the Raptors game right now and enjoying a nice 12-3 lead. 1-1 pitch, hit on the ground over to first. That gets under the glove of Max McGuire and into right field. Torres will go first to third. They're on the corners with nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. We'll wait to see how that one scored. It did get right through McGuire. Could be the third error of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. And just as I say that, our good friends down at the secondary press box below us, Alex Sizemore, the official score and the field guy, along with Noah Willingham, our hard-working clubhouse attendant. They're tasked with scoring the game, and they're going to give Adderley a base hit there. I'll just jot that down in my old scorebook right here, putting runners on the corners with nobody out. Nice chance here for Lane Allen to collect his first hit of the ballgame. First pitch to him from Breslin, misses low. Allen struck out swinging to end the fifth inning. The third baseman of the Rockers to provide some thump here in the latter innings. Allen from Blinn College playing in his 27th game of the season as the 1-0 pitch dialed in there on the fastball from Breslin. It's called a strike. Last time Allen collected a knock was in the final game of the first half. Went 2-for-6, 3 runs scored with a double against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks in that 13-11 win for Green Bay at MCCU Field. Runner takes off the 1-1. This one dribbled back up the middle. Breslin Fields, the only play as the first, and that's where the throw will go. So 1-3 put out, advancing to second is Adderley. That's where he'll stay. Two ducks on the pond here for Jake Bold in this top of the seventh inning. Bold has reached in all three of his trips to the plate here tonight. He singled in the second, drew a 7-pitch walk in the fourth, and reached on an error made by Mason Onati an inning ago. Adderley on second, Torres on third, righty on righty battle. Breslin's first pitch, fastball, just missing low. Trying to go middle-middle there was Breslin, but he's unable to find the zone. It begins a ball and no strikes. We get to the bottom of the seventh, 8-9-1. Do it for the Raptors for the first time tonight. Aiden Teal, Tracer Lopez, and Owen McElfatrick. 1-0 pitch, misses inside, nearly hitting Bolt for ball two. It is Cooper Kelly's spot in the on-deck circle. The switch-hitting shortstop. Hoping to have multiple runners on base to work with. Breslin gets the signs from Jack Matthew. Comes set the 2-0. Fastball on the outside corner, and elevating that heater is Breslin. It's there for a called strike. Bold, another guy. Sam Miller not in the lineup tonight for Green Bay. Miller has been the guy to punish Raptor pitching probably the most in their four meetings so far this season. The 2-1 delivery. This is up and away, three balls and a strike now. The first time these teams met in the middle of June at Capital Credit Union Park, Miller played short for Green Bay, sent two home runs over the left field wall. Surprised to see him out of the car tonight. Kelly's playing short. Schultz is at second for Green Bay. 3-1, hammered on the ground, foul down the third baseline. That'll head out near the Raptor bullpen. And the count now sits 3-2 on the Rocker backstop. Mentioned for Wisconsin Rapids, the reserves here tonight, Jorge Dugatti, Trent Liolas, Gabe Queso, new to the club, Cashel Duggar, Kyler McIntosh, and Landon Gads. None have been deployed so far, and we'll see if that trend continues. The 3-2, Bold hits this one into right center field. Tracing back McElfatrick, he dives, and he's unable to make the play. One run will come in to score. Staying at third is Adderley. It is an RBI single for Jake Bold. He has reached in all four of his plate appearances tonight, and it's now a multi-hit game for the Rocker catcher. It is now 12-4 here at Winterfield. Still just one out. Cooper Kelly will look for his second hit in as many innings. Kelly had an infield single just a frame ago. Flew out to right field in the second, grounded out to short in the fourth. Teo Matthews, the first baseman on deck for Green Bay. First pitch to Kelly, misses up and away. A ball, no strikes, our count. See with Breslin continuing to work hard into this second inning of relief work. This could be all we see from the East Georgia State product in his fourth appearance with the club this summer. 1-0 will have to wait a pickoff move over to first. Bold leaning off and Adderley dancing off third on that pickoff move. If Bold can stay at first, Breslin just needs to generate a ground ball off the bat of Kelly here, looking for an inning-ending twin killing. Breslin looks over to first again, comes set for the 1-0 delivery on Cooper Kelly. Bold takes off. Pitch misses high. Matthew going to throw straight down to second. The tag applied in time. Adderley will take home, though, on the throw down. So the Rafters trade a hit, or I should say trade a run for an out. Two outs, nobody on the bases, but now a two-run top of the seventh for Green Bay makes it 12-5. Nice throw down by Matthew. The catcher Bull taking off. They had a good shot to get him, not a strong jump. Matthew looking frustrated as well with the run coming in to score, but sometimes when you're leading by eight late in a ball game, that's the sacrifice you have to make. Count 2-0 on Kelly. Breslin back out of the windup, rocks and fires. Fastball dialed up on the inside corner, and it's called a strike. Evan Palmer to get the ninth inning yesterday appears to be the new stopper for Wisconsin Rapids after Max Whitesell departed from the club a couple of weeks ago. 2-1 pitch missing low and away for ball three on Kelly. I know Max is in attendance here again tonight. Saw him walking through the gates yesterday. Great to have him back in Rapids. Heard a birthday shout-out as well from a member of his family on the PA system. 3-1 pitch cracked in the air, left center field. Aiden Teal will flag it down out in front of the left center field warning track to retire the side. Two more runs put up for Green Bay in the seventh inning, but it's stretch time here in Wisconsin Rapids. 12-5 the score. On your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Post stretch, bottom seven, back here in Wisconsin Rapids. Jagger Edwards to the mound for Green Bay. He gets the 8-9-1 spots in this rafter order. Aiden Teal, Tracer Lopez, and Owen McElfatrick in a 12-5 ball game